You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's shift gears now and get set for the men's basketball game. Dort College and Doan getting set to do battle, and had the opportunity to visit with Coach Ross Dalma about today's contest. Did that earlier today. Here's what the coach had to say.
Dort College men's basketball coach Ross Dalma joins me for pregame comments as the defenders get set to take on the Doan College Tigers. And most importantly, coach, I guess this is the conference opener for both teams and an opportunity to try to get things started off on the right foot on what's the most important part of your season.
For sure, Mike. You know, we have had about a week off now before this contest after coming back from Chicago, and I know our guys are excited about this. We do understand the importance of it. Felt we had some good, productive games there in the first six that we played, but the intensity just is a little bit higher when you get into conference play, and we expect a great game today with Doan.
What did you find out about your team the last week when you played those four games in 6 days?
More than anything, just that we're resilient, and we get different people to step up at different times. I don't know that we played well in all four games, but we played good enough to win. We found ways to scratch and claw and get stops when we needed to, have key possessions on offense when necessary, and I think we showed some experience and some maturity there in those four games.
Doan College, the opponent today. Doan off to a pretty good start, and they lost to Kearney by 5 points this past week. I guess that got my attention in that they hung right with a pretty good ball club.
You know, Doan is coming in 4-2, but in reality they should be 6-0. The two games they lost, they had leads late. They're a very good team, by far the best team that we'll have played, in my opinion, up to this point. And they're just very tough kids. They're very efficient on offense. They grind in on defense. They're certainly a group that's going to come in here and not be intimidated by playing on the road. Most of their games, like us, have been on the road as well. They had an exhibition game with the University of Nebraska and played them very tough. So they're gonna be quite a challenge for us today.
What do they have? Do they have size? What do they rely on guards? What do they do?
They are perimeter oriented. They step out their post players. They really utilize the arc well. They have an all-conference performer returning in Nick Reed, who was freshman of the year last year, and they have some guys back who redshirted a year ago due to injury. And so they're getting some experience back. They're getting some toughness back that maybe they lacked a year ago. And right now they're just a very good team.
What are you looking for out of your team to have success? What do you have to do?
We certainly got to take away the arc. We have to make sure that we apply pressure on the perimeter and not allow them to get off as many three-point attempts as they would like. I think setting the tone early in the game is going to be real critical for us. We can't let them get into any rhythm offensively, get a lot of confidence here at our place. And you know, for 40 minutes, we're just going to have to be a very good defensive team today.
That is Coach Ross Dalma talking about the matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Doan Tigers as we get up on game time. This Doan team is averaging 73 points per game. They give up 69.2 points per contest. The Tigers also out rebound teams 33.8 to 32.2 and convert 46.2% of the field goals that they try. Oddly, Doan is making high percentage of their free throw shots as well, converting 46.2 of their long shots. They're 42 of 91 this season. Doan also makes 71% of the free throws that they take. They're 83 for 108. Tigers are led by Nick Reed, 17.8 points per game. Takes down 6.4 rebounds per contest, 44.6% success on field goal attempts. Josh Ryder is converting 14.2 points per game with 4 rebounds, and he makes over 51% of his field goals. Ryder and Reed account for over half of Doan's free throw attempts and are a combined 43 of 55. Austin Benson rounds out the double-digit scores with 11 points per game. Brian Myers averaging 9.4 points per outing. He's 11 of 13 from the free throw line. Reisler's the top assist man with a 6 per game average. Dort College is 6-0 this season. They're averaging 91 points per game, give up 71.7 points per outing. The defenders also out-rebound teams 45.2 to 32.8 and convert 51.8% of the field goals along with 37.8% success from the three-point line. Dort is making 109 of 165 free throws for 66% success, while opponents have made 78 of 111 tries. Trevor Walterstorff scores 20.2 points per game with 4 rebounds per outing. Jordan Vogel is good for 13.8 points per game and 6.7 rebounds. Austin Kachi has an 11.0 points per game average in three games played, while Kyle Lindberg is at 10.8 points per game. Chris Sievers is good for 10.2 points per outing. Lindberg's leading rebound over the 10.0 average through six games. Cliff Warner is just shy of double figures in scoring over the 9.8 average to go with four assists per game. Sievers and Walterstorff are both converting right at 65% of their field goal attempts. Vogel and Lindberg convert over 55% of their shots. The Dort College men lead this series 9-5. They beat Doan 103-78 last season in the regular season finale behind 25 points from Trevor Walterstorff on 12-14 shooting. Kyle Lindberg was good for 17 points and 9 rebounds. Jordan Vogel knocked down 19 points while going 7-7 from the floor. Nick Reed paced the Tigers with 17 points. Josh Reiser had 14 with 3 assists. Dort College converted 43 of 69 shots for 62% success. Held a 41-31 lead at halftime, and Dort College out-rebounded the visitors 40-22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And let's pause now for our national anthem. Sierra Teagues with our national anthem this afternoon as we get set for basketball. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups for today's basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
College is a time to proactively use the talents and gifts God has given you. Do you have more than one? At Dort College, we offer students a wealth of opportunities to participate in many activities. Choose from athletics, music, theater, arts, or other extracurricular activities both inside and outside the classrooms. For more information, check out Dort College on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website at www.dort.edu.
Don't be a target of healthcare fraud. If you suspect errors, fraud, or abuse, report it immediately. You will protect other people from becoming victims and help save your Medicare benefits. Here are the steps you should take to report your concerns and abuse. If you have questions about information on your Medicare summary notice or Part D explanation of benefits, call your provider or plan first. If you're not comfortable calling your provider or plan, or you are not satisfied with the response you get, call 1-800-423-2449 or visit mymedicare.gov. This message brought to you by the Iowa Center on Health Disparities and this station.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are your starting lineups for today's basketball game. Let's begin with the visitors from Doan and Coach Ian Brown. He will start Nick Reed, a 6'4 sophomore from Syracuse, Nebraska, averaging 17.8 points per game. Austin Benson's a 6-foot junior from Brewster, Washington, averaging 11 points per game. Jens Scholl is a 6'6 junior from Ruskin, Nebraska, averaging 9.4 points per game. Joshua Reiser is a 5'11 senior from Lincoln, Nebraska. He is averaging 14.2 points per game. And Brian Myers, a 6'6 senior from Broken Bow, Nebraska, averaging 9.4 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start Cliff Warner, a 5'11 junior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 9.8 points per game. Austin Koch, he's a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, averaging 11 points per contest. Trevor Waltersdorf, who surpassed 1,000 points for his career last season, was presented with a commemorative basketball before today's contest. He did that last weekend for his career. He's averaging 20.2 points per game. He's coming off a career-high 42-point performance. Kyle Lindberg's a 6'6 sophomore forward from Margate, Florida, averaging 10.8 points per game. And Jordan Vogels, a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 13.8 points per game. We are set for basketball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here we go. Opening tap is controlled by the defenders. Lindberg hands it off to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball out front. Cliff has the basketball, passes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Warner. Warner left side, Kachi. Kachi, Lindberg. Lindberg underneath Vogel. Vogel spins into the lane, lost it on the way up, picks it back up. Kachi, three ball, top of the key, no good. We've got a foul on the rebound called against the Doan Tigers. Foul's going to go on Nick Reed. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number one on the Tigers, and Dort College will have a fresh 35 to work with. Warner to inbound the basketball, looking, gets it into Vogel. Vogel hands it back over to Warner. Warner working on Reiser. Gives it back over to Warner, to Vogel, and the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. So Dort College basketball throwing it in. Left side is Kachi. Kachi to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf underneath it goes. Kachi. Kachi muscles it up. Shot no good. Rebound tipped by Waltersdorf, and Waltersdorf is fouled on the play. Trevor will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot one, or he'll shoot two, beg your pardon. Foul's called on Brian Meyer. Meyer picks up his first, team foul number two, and Trevor Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way here for Waltersdorf. First one is up and whispers through. Another one on the way. So Waltersdorf with a second free throw coming here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. Waltersdorf allows Dort College to get out to a 2-0 lead. Doan with the basketball. Dort College shows full court pressure. And a foul called at midcourt on Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf whistled for the personal, his first, as he was hampering Nick Reed's progress up the floor. 19:23 left to play in the half. Doan inbounding the basketball. Reiser to throw it in. He throws it in over the top and gets it into Jens Scholl. Scholl working against Warner. Scholl passes it left side over to Benson. Benson with the basketball back over to Reiser. Reiser down to the baseline. And Reiser has just drawn foul number two on Trevor Waltersdorf with that drive. So foul number two on Waltersdorf, and less than a minute into the game, and Doan has taken a tied it up on the inbounds pass to Brian Meyer. And Meyer will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. So Dort College has to go to the bench. They send Tyler Waltersdorf into the contest. Well, if this is signs of things to come, we will see a difference in GPAC basketball as we'll be shooting a lot of free throws. First free throw on the way is up. And good. So Brian Meyer makes the free throw, a three-point play, and the defenders will have to go at it without their leading scorer. Warner with the basketball out front, Tyler Waltersdorf, Lindberg. Lindberg underneath Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel puts it on the floor, into the lane, nothing there. Walt. Walt underneath to Vogel. Vogel shot, no good. Rebound taken by Lindberg, and we've got a foul on the play. Lindberg is fouled on the putback attempt. And that's going to go on Brian Meyer. That's his second. So Doan will have to go to their bench as well, and Lindberg will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way for Lindberg is up and good. Lindberg with another one on the way. Wow. Very tightly officiated here in the early going, and if they go at it that way the whole way, you don't have a problem with it. And if you do it consistently the whole way through, it's when you don't do it consistently where you get the problems. Second free throw missed by Lindbergh. 3-3 our score. Reiser puts it up. Blocked by Warner. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Coming back the other way. They pass it left side over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Dumps it off for Lindbergh. Lindbergh shot no good. Rebound tapped by Vogel. No good. Rebound fought for. And we've got a foul called on Tyler Walterstorff on the rebound. .18:32 left to play in the first half. Josh Reiser will bring the ball up. We're tied 3-3. That was foul number one on Tyler Walterstorff. Doan with the basketball. They pass it right side. Scholl. Scholl with it on the wing. He feeds it off right side to Benson. Benson back outside to Jens Scholl. Scholl with it. Scholl comes right side back over to Benson, and we've got a foul away from the ball. Good grief. Wow. Foul number two on Nick Reed. We haven't played 2 minutes, and we've got eight fouls up on the board already. 18:09 left to play in the first half. Bringing the ball up is Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh across midcourt. He passes it off to Warner. Warner with a basketball on the wing. Warner working against Reiser. He drives in, dumps it off for Vogel. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Reiser. Reiser outlet pass over the top. Doan's racing after it, stolen by Kachi. Here comes Dort College. Long pass into the front court, tapped and taken back by Doan. Sloppy basketball right now, 17:40 remaining first half. Reiser will drive in. Reiser puts it up, and he travels. Travel violation called on Reiser. Dort College will inbound the basketball length of the floor in front of them. 17:35 left to play, first half. An odd start to this one. 3-3 our score. Warner gives it up. Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh tries to give it back over to Warner. It's taken back by Reiser. Taken back by Doan. Driving in. They kick it off to Scholl. Scholl reverse. No good. Rebound taken down by Vogel. Vogel over to Kachi. Here's Dort College on the run. They pass right side Warner. Warner three-point line. Feeds it back over to Lindbergh. And Lindbergh dribbles it out of bounds. Lindbergh tried to flip it off and lost the handle on it. And both teams in a hurry right now, it seems like. Both teams want to score, and they want to score right now, and they've gotten ahead of themselves. Doan with the basketball. They pass it off to Austin Benson. Benson underneath, shot blocked by Lindbergh. Saved by Walterstorff. No, out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. 18 to shoot for the Tigers. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Inbounding the basketball will be Reiser. Reiser throws it in. He gets it into Benson. Benson rifles it down low. Benson gives it to Thalken. Thalken's pass back out front. They get it back over to Reiser. Reiser left side. Comes back over to Shoecraft. Three on the way. No good. Rebound taken down by Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Lindbergh. Here's Dort College with the basketball and Warner. Cliff into the front court. He feeds it right side. Kachi. Dort College with the basketball. Austin picks up his dribble. Reverses over to Vogel. Vogel over the top. Warner. Three ball. Bang! Three-point basket by Cliff Warner. And the Dort College defenders take the lead at 6-3. 16 minutes left to play in the first half. Doan with the basketball. Out front with it is Benson. Benson to Reiser. Reiser guarded there by Warner. Warner with on the defense. They come back out front to Thalken. Thalken, left side, Benson. Benson, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh's pass is deflected, picked up by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner takes it across half court, right side, Austin Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi over to Ty Walterstorff, underneath Vogel. Vogel, count the hoop and he's fouled. Jordan Vogel goes to the free throw line. He'll shoot a free throw to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Chris Severs will check into the ball game. Checking out will be Kyle Lindbergh. Dort College will go with their double post offense here with Severs and Vogel down low. So Vogel with a chance at a three-point play opportunity. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Vogel is a 72% free throw shooter coming into the ballgame. 9-3, Dort College has scored six in a row. Doan basketball out front, Benson. Benson right side, Scholl. Scholl with it. Scholl feeds it, left side, Shoecraft. Shoecraft puts it up in traffic, good. Shoecraft with a two-point basket, it's 9-5. Right side it goes, Kachi. Kachi on the wing, looking down low, instead feeds Seaver at the point. Comes back over, now they go Vogel. Vogel against Shoecraft, his shot no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf, and we've got a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Doan basketball, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to the Doan College Tigers. Back with more after this. Well, both teams with their leading scorer on the bench. Nick Reed with two fouls early for Doan. Trevor Waltersdorf with two fouls early for Dort College. Doan gets the ball back on the jump ball. So alternating possession, it's Tiger basketball, and they'll bring it up. Taking it across half court is Reiser. Joshua Reiser with it in between the circles. Looking for someone to pass to. Now he pulls up, shoots the 17-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Ty Waltersdorf. Tyler into the front court. Tyler has the dribble, passes right side Austin Kachi. Kachi, Seavers, Seavers, two players around him, puts it up off of the glass, good. Two-point basket for Chris Seavers. He's got his first 2 points. Dort College leads 11-5. Doan basketball. They feed it left side, Scholl, Jen Scholl to Reiser. Reiser will put it up over the top of Warner. No good. Rebound taken away by Seavers. He gets it to Cliff Warner. Warner into the front court. Dort College playing with a six-point lead. They'll look down low again to Seavers. Not there this time. Waltersdorf reverses back over to Warner. Warner to Vogel. Vogel reverses outside. Kachi. Kachi down low, Seavers. Seavers puts it up, and he's stripped on the way up. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Lindberg is in. Tyler Waltersdorf is out. So Tyler Waltersdorf checks out of the ballgame. Lindberg checks back in. Dort College will have to go with a shortened bench. They get it into Lindberg. Lindberg back over to Warner. Warner underneath Lindberg. Lindberg throws it away. Careless with the basketball. Sean Kaiser will check into the ballgame. Austin Kachi will check out. So Doan gets the ball back on the turnover. And the Doan College Tigers will bring it up. Jen Scholl picks up his dribble. He passes over to Benson. Benson looking back door. Benson with it out front. He goes right side, Shoecraft. Shoecraft back outside, Benson. Benson with the dribble between his legs comes back out front. Falcon to Benson. 12 to shoot for the Tigers in between the circles, and we've got a foul away from the ball. Had a moving screen called on the Doan Tigers. Foul's going to go on Jason Falcon. That's his second. Team foul number six on the Tigers. Lindberg will inbound the basketball. He throws it in to Cliff Warner, and here comes Dort College. 13:20 left to play in the first half. Vogel with the basketball. Puts it on the floor against Scholl. Hands it back over to Warner. Cliff with the basketball. Nothing there. Backdoor cut. Here's Vogel with the dunk. Vogel cuts back door. Warner finds him, and the Dort College defenders lead 13-5. Timeout charge to Doan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, the first few minutes of this ball game, no other way to describe it than just flat-out odd. We had eight fouls called in the first 2 minutes. Both teams lost their leading scorers. And now it is every man for himself in the post. You watch the post defense. If you're here live, you would see people getting the ball on the interior pass and just getting shoved. Foul called on Cliff Warner before the shot, so Cliff picks up his first. That is team foul number five on the defenders. 12:50 left to play in this first half. Shot blocked by Vogel. Rebound taken away by Seavers. Here comes Dort College. Warner, Kaiser. Kaiser with the right wing. Sean down low, Vogel. Vogel in traffic. Good. Where is the foul there? I don't get it. I don't understand it. I probably never will, but Jordan Vogel goes up, finishes strong. At least he finished strong and got the 2 points. Shot in the lane, no good. And a foul called on Cliff Warner. Warner whistled for the personal. He's just picked up number two, and Josh Reiser will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. If I sound exasperated, it is because I am. You watch it, you think you get a flow for things, but you just don't understand what's going to be called and what isn't. Jordan Vogel and Chris Severs are just going to have to go at the basket hard and finish as strong as they can, because there is not going to be a foul called in the paint the way it appears from here on out. 12:28 left to go in the first half. Free throw on the way is up. Reiser makes one of two. It's 15-6. Reiser makes one of two. T.J. Malone checked into the ballgame for Cliff Warner. Now you've got Kyle Lindberg with it on the perimeter. Back over to Sean Kaiser. T.J. Malone on the wing. Bounces it down low for Severs. Severs spins to the lane. Puts it up. Good. Chris Severs with a two-point basket. He's got four, and the defenders lead 17-6. 12 minutes remaining. Reiser working against T.J. Malone. Comes back out front with the basketball is Ty Headley. Headley passes right side Menzel. Elliot Menzel gives it up. Three-pointer, long three, is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg over to T.J. T.J. Malone into the front court. T.J. with it on the right wing. He comes over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser, Lindberg. Lindberg, Malone. Malone looking down low for Vogel. They fire it instead high post to Severs. Severs back over to Malone. Malone with the basketball. Vogel has to pop out on the perimeter for it. He comes back over for Lindberg. Lindberg, Malone. Malone, three ball on the way. Kaiser, bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket for Sean Kaiser. His first of the day. Dort College leads 20-6. Elliot Menzel put it on the floor. Puts it up. Shot blocked. But a foul on the play. Beg your pardon, that was Shoecraft who went to the basket. Foul's going to go on Vogues, and for Jordan Vogel, that's number one. 11:08 left to play in this first half. Free throws on the way for Shoecraft, a 75% free throw shooter. First one is good. So Vogel and Severs will check out. Dort College will go with a smaller lineup. You've got Kachi and Tyler Waltersdorf in. Shoecraft makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. This one's up, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg is going to have to handle the rebounding right now. 20-7, Dort College leading by Baker's dozen. Pass goes into the corner, Malone. Malone back over to Ty. Ty gives it up over to Kachi. Austin with the basketball. They drop it down low for Lindberg. Lindberg back over to Ty. Waltersdorf off of the glass, good. Tyler with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 22-7. 10:45 left to play in the first half. With it on the right side, Shoecraft comes back out. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Doan. Shot blocked by Tyler Waltersdorf. It'll be Doan basketball. So it'll be Doan basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Josh Reiser. Reiser to throw it in, looking for Menzel, instead goes into the corner. Doan with the ball. They come back out front, Menzel. Menzel into the corner, Reiser. Reiser covered up with there by Ty Waltersdorf, fading away. Shot won't go. Rebound tapped, controlled by Kachi. Austin with the basketball. Now we've got a tap foul called on the rebound. Ty Headley whistled for the personal. Dort College will shoot the 1-1 on the other end. Both teams will be in the 1-1 from here on out. 10:18 remaining in this first half. Austin Kachi to the free throw line for the one and the bonus. Kachi 9 for 11 this season. And 10 for 12. Another one on the way. Dort College leading 23-7. Both teams are playing without their leading scorer. for college, and Doan this afternoon. Second free throw by Kachi is up and down, so Kachi makes them both. Dort College is 6-for-7 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 24-7. Doan with the basketball, Mensel. Mensel gives it up, Headley. Headley right side, Shoecraft. Shoecraft on the wing. Comes back over, Headley. He'll put up another three. That time he hit it. Headley with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 24-10. Sean Kaiser with the basketball. He feeds it down low for Lindbergh. It's loose, picked up by Doan. Here comes Doan. Elliot Mensel with it. Feeds it right side, back over to Headley. Headley on the wing. Comes back to Reiser. Reiser feeds it back. New player into the ballgame for Doan. That's Andy Morris. Andy Morris on the right wing to Mensel. Mensel looking down low for Shoecraft. Shoecraft kick out pass. Three on the way is good for Doan's number 42, Andy Morris. 24-13, Dort College by 11. Right side pass, Tyler Waltersdorf over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball on the wing. Austin out front, TJ Malone. Malone left side, Tyler Waltersdorf. Sean Kaiser trying to post up. Tyler down to the baseline. Nothing there. Gets it back outside to Sean Kaiser. Sean drains the three. Sean Kaiser with 6 points. Dort College leads 27-13. Coming back the other way, we've got a hold called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Dort College and number 35, Tyler Waltersdorf, his second. And it's free throw time for Doan as well. Josh Reiser will go to the free throw line for a one and the bonus, I believe. 1-1 on the way for Reiser. 8:52 left to play. So Trevor will check in. Tyler will check out. We'll see how long Dort College's leading scorer, Trevor Waltersdorf, will go before picking up his third. So Coach Ross Dalme electing to go with Trevor. He's been on the bench for about 11 minutes. First free throw is up and good. Reiser makes the first. He's got another one. Dort College leads 27-14. A second free throw on the way for Reiser. This one's up and good as well. So Reiser makes them both. And the Dort College defender lead is 27-15. 27-15, our score. TJ Malone passes left side over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf into the lane. His 10-footer is off the mark. No good. Chases down his own rebound. Comes back over to Malone. Malone to Kachi. Kachi steps in. Three ball. Bang. Tic-tac-toe. Three-pointer for Austin Kachi. He's got five. And the defenders lead 30-15. 8:25 left to play in the first half. Doan basketball. On the left wing is Scholl. Jens Scholl comes back over to Benson. Benson, left side, three-pointer up and good. Three-point basket for Andy Morris from the wing, and the Dort College lead is 12, 30-18. Malone passes left side over to Waltersdorf. Trevor out front, Severs, Malone with the basketball. Malone to Vogel, out beyond the three-point line, top of the key. Comes back over to TJ, right side, Waltersdorf, with the basketball. Waltersdorf back outside, Kachi, three-pointer off the heel, no good. Long rebound, coming away with it is Reiser. Reiser drives the lane, kick out, Benson three, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Austin Benson hits the three. He'll go to the free throw line for an opportunity at the four-point play. 7:40 left to play in the first half. Dort College 30, Doan 21. Checking into the ballgame for Doan will be number 44, Zach Molt. And the free throw coming here for Austin Benson. He's 8-for-8 from the free throw line this season. 9-for-9. 4 points for Benson. And the Dort College defenders lead 30-22. So Doan has made a run back at the defenders. They've scored the last 7 points. On a three-point basket and a four-point play. Cliff Horn over the basketball, working on Reiser. Cliff has the basketball. Gets a screen, picks up his dribble, passes over to Kachi. Kachi to Vogel. Vogel with it, left baseline. Jordan drives the lane, lost it on the way up. Here comes Doan. Benson will put up a three off the backboard. Good. Austin Benson banks in a three, and the defender lead is 30-25, 10 straight points by the Tigers. Warner left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Comes back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi gives it up to Warner. Warner to Vogel. Vogel to Austin Kachi. Kachi to Walt. Walt missed it. Gets his own rebound back. Cross-court pass taken away. Here comes Benson. Benson driving the other way. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Doan is on a 12-0 run. And they force Dort College to use a timeout, 30-27. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College leads 30-27, but Doan has ripped off 12 points in a row. And they trail by three at 30-27. Dort College led 30-15. Not that long ago, Doan got him back in a hurry. Jordan Vogel passes right side over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner out front, Severs. Severs looking down low, instead goes over to Warner. Warner gets it down low for Severs. Severs in traffic, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt layup good. Trevor Walterstorff with his second, his first field goal of the day. Dort College leads 32-27. Benson's pass deflected, picked up by the Tigers. Tigers with it. They come back out front. Zach Molt. Molt looking for a screen. Instead feeds it left side. This is Reiser. Reiser trying to drive in. Kicks it out. Three on the way. No good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Warner. Warner with a basketball. Busted play. Here we go. Warner driving the lane. Kicks it off for Severs. Severs shot is no good. They're going to wave it off and say it was a charge. Chris Severs whistled for the personal. His first. Vogel checks out. Lindbergh checks in. .548 left to play in this first half. Dort by five. Doan with a basketball. Reiser will take it across half court. Josh Reiser with it on the left wing. He comes back out front. Jens Scholl. Scholl with it. Scholl comes over to Morris. Morris with the ball back to Scholl. Scholl to Benson. Benson's had the hot hand for Doan. Feeds it left side, taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff, one man to beat, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Walterstorff with six. Dort College leads 34-27. Doan with the basketball. Benson gives it Reiser. Reiser isolating with Warner. Reiser on the right side, drives the lane, kick out. Three on the way is no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Trevor Walterstorff outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Dort College on a 4-0 run, and they throw it away on the other end. Steal by Doan. Here come the Tigers. Tigers off and running. Reiser will let fly with a three on the run. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College wanting to press the issue. Lindbergh tries to dish it off, and it's tapped out of bounds by Reiser. It'll be Dort College basketball on the sideline. Kachi and Severs are out. Kaiser and Vogel are in. Throwing the ball in will be Cliff Warner on the sideline. Cliff to trigger it. Out front, Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball, picks up his dribble, fires it over to Vogel. Vogel looking for Lindbergh posting up. They give it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh spinning with the left hand. Fires it outside Cliff. Cliff with the basketball off the dribble, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Josh Reiser. Josh Reiser has just picked up his first personal. And Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line for a one and the bonus. Free throw and the bonus coming here. Team foul number 8 on Doan. So Cliff Warner, the junior from Altoona, Iowa. First free throw is good. Makes it 35-27. Another free throw on the way. Doan has burned two timeouts this half. Dort College has exhausted one. Another free throw by Warner. That one rolls in. So Cliff has 5 points. And the defenders have answered the Doan run with a 6-point run of their own on three possessions. Doan basketball. With it left side is Reiser. Reiser to Scholl. Scholl right side to Headley. Headley with the basketball. Down to the baseline, Benson. Benson to Headley. Headley with the ball. He's going to drive the lane. Puts it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound tapped by Scholl. Rebound controlled by Warner. Warner with the basketball, and we've got a foul on the play called on Benson. And Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line and shoot a one and one. So Benson gets called for the body foul in the backcourt. I guess if you've got a foul to give, you prevent the fast break opportunity. But you're going to give a pretty good free throw shooter an opportunity to make a couple. 4:01 left to play in the first half. Free throw is up and down for Cliff. 6 points for Warner. 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Another free throw on the way for Warner. 4:01 remaining. This one's up and good. So Warner makes them both. And the Dort College lead is back to 11 at 38-27. Let's see if the defenders can take a double-digit lead into the halftime locker room. With the way Doan can shoot the three, and there's a three by Headley. I beg your pardon, by Scholl. Scholl drains the three. And just like that, it's an 8-point game again at 38-30. They'll put up points in bunches, will the Doan Tigers. Walterstorff, left side, Warner. Warner tries to feed it down low. It's taken away. They tried to find Vogel. It's controlled by Doan. Scholl will drive. And we've got a foul on the play called on Kaiser. Sean Kaiser whistled for his first personal. Jens Scholl will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. A question as to who the foul was called on. 33 signaled to the bench. First free throw is up and good. So Jens Scholl makes the first one. He's got another one coming. 38-31, Dort College by 7. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. 38-32. Dort College by 6. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. Warner gets it in. He hands it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh will take it up against Scholl. Now left side, Walterstorff. Trevor with the basketball on the wing. Comes back over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low. Finds Vogel. And Vogel shoved from behind. Jens Scholl whistled for the personal. Free throws on the way for Jordan Vogel. Two shots on the way for Jordan. So Dort College leading by 6 right now, 38-32. First free throw by Vogel is up and down. 8 for Vogel in the first half. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. 3:17 left to go in the half. This one's up and good as well. So Vogel makes them. 40-32 our score. Let's set the lineup for you for Dort College. Three new players in. You've got Kachi, Severs, and Malone in, joining Vogel and Lindbergh. Dort College by 8, 3:10 left to play in the first half. Benson's pass down low, saved in by Lindbergh after he tapped it. Gets it over to Kachi, who hands it off to TJ Malone. Malone with the basketball. He goes left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking down low. Instead goes to Vogel at the top of the key. He finds right side TJ Malone. Malone with the basketball. Malone to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Vogel. Vogel out on the wing. Jordan uses his dribble. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Here's Malone. Malone, nothing there. Back over to Vogue. Vogue finds Severs. Severs with the dunk. Chris Severs with the slam dunk. Dort College leads 42-32. Credit Vogel with the assist as the shot clock was winding down. Left side pass is Scholl. Jens Scholl with it. Now to Shoecraft. Shoecraft to Benson. Benson with the basketball. Benson looking. Feeds it left side. Shoecraft. Shoecraft gives it up to Reiser. Reiser looking down low. They kick it out. Three-pointer. Top of the key. Off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Shoecraft into the lane, puts up the off-balance shot, no good, but there for the cleaning up the mess is Ty Headley. Headley with 5 points, and the Dort College lead is 42-34. 1:50 remaining in the first half. With the basketball, Kachi. Kachi goes underneath to Severs. Severs puts it on the floor, fades away from 10, gets it to go. Chris Severs with 8 first half points. Dort College by 10, 44-34. Doan with the basketball on the right side. With it is Reiser. Reiser feeds it left side. They get it back over to Benson. Benson to Scholl. Underneath the pass to Headley. Headley to Scholl. Scholl, 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here's Dort College on the run. 1:15 remaining. Lindbergh will drive in, kick it out. Kachi to Malone. Underneath Severs, and Severs is fouled on the play by Jen Scholl. You heard Coach Ross Dalma on the bench yelling, get him the ball. You've got a mismatch down low. You want to feed that mismatch. And Dort College succeeds in getting a second personal foul on Jens Scholl, a very versatile player for the Tigers. And Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Double bonus time for both teams. First free throw by Chris, no good. Chris, a far better shooter from the floor than he is free throw line. He's shooting about 70% from the floor, making about 48% of his free throw attempts. Got to get that somewhere up in the 60% range. 105 remaining, first half. Second free throw by Severs is up and down. He typically makes one out of two. He's got 9 points, and the defender lead is 45-34. Doan with the basketball. Tigers have it. Josh Shoecraft with it, picks up his dribble, comes right side. He gets it away to Andy Morris. Morris to Benson. Benson hit a long three moments ago. Now they pass over the top, intended for Shoecraft. Dort College gets it back. 48.8 on the game clock, 35 on the shot clock. Dort College needs to inbound the basketball. They do so. T.J. Malone will work against Joshua Reiser. So Dort College with an 11-point lead at 45-34. Trying to feed it underneath to Vogel. And it's tipped out of bounds by Dort, by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Well, some question, I guess, as to what the shot clock should be set at while they take care of that. Right now we've got 32 on the shot clock, 37.5 on the game clock. I believe it should be around 25, but that's a guess on my part. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. It'll be Dort College basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop, leading by 11. 37.5 seconds left to go in the half. They get it in over the top to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh over to Malone. Malone puts it on the floor, right side back over to Lindbergh. Kyle will drive baseline, throws it away. It's taken back by Doan. With the basketball is Reiser. Reiser, Benson. Benson puts up a three, and he hit it. Austin Benson averaging 11 points per game. He's got 12 today. Dort College can hold for the final shot, leading 45-37. With the basketball is Malone. Malone picks up his dribble, feeds Vogel. Vogel off the glass, good. 3 seconds left. Benson with it. Benson at half court, lets it fly. It's off the rim, no good. And after the half he's had, it wouldn't have surprised me if that one went down. 47-37, Dort College leading by 10. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of the first half right after this. Here's how the numbers look for this individually for the first half of this men's basketball game. Dort was led by Jordan Vogel with 11 points officially, 4 of 7 from the floor, 3 for 3 on free throws, 9 for Chris Severs, 7 for Cliff Warner, 6 for Trevor Walterstorff, 5 for Austin Kachi, 6 for Sean Kaiser, 2 for Tyler Walterstorff, and 1 for Kyle Lindbergh for their total of 47. for the Doan Tigers. Austin Benson with 12. 6 for Andy Morris. 5 for Jens Scholl. 5 for Ty Headley. 3 for Josh Shoecraft, Brian Meyer, and Joshua Reiser. Nick Reed, who leads Doan in scoring, spent all but 2 minutes on the bench in the first half due to foul trouble. He and Trevor Waltersdorf were in foul trouble almost immediately. Well, there's no almost about it. They were in trouble immediately. Waltersdorf managed to play 6 minutes after sitting the 15 of the first 16. Then came back in to get about 5 minutes in. After those initial two minutes when you had 8 fouls called, things settled down and we get to halftime with both teams with 11 fouls on each side of the ledger. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball. We'll check in with the results from the NAI National Cross Country Meet right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here's how things shook out at the NAI National Track and the National Cross Country Meet today, run at Vancouver, Washington. Dort College men placed 24th in the event. Nathan Jackson led the way with an 88th place finish. Ryan Tholen was next for Dort College at 104. These are point placings. Jeremy Van Worden, 118 with a 26-22. Eric Tudor, 129 with a 26-31. Steve Olson was the final counter for Dort College. 150th, 26-48. Tim Bierma and Trent Kisher both ran. Bierma ran a 26-59 for 164th. Kisher not far behind at a 27-08 and 179. All totaled, the pack for Dort College, the split 1:09, the difference between the first person across the line for Dort College and the seventh man across the line for the defenders. For the Dort College women, Michelle Steiger finished 71st, capping her cross-country career with a 19-11. Renee Bukema was 177th with a 19-53. Earlier this afternoon, the Dort College women's basketball team victorious over Doan College. Final score of 74-62. Dort was led by Jamie Cook and Kara Van Dyke with 12 points each. Brianna Spronk had 10. Cheryl Braithwaite had 19 for the Tigers. Ashley Daly had 12. Dort College now 3-2 in women's play, 1-0 in the conference. Doan 3-2 and 0-1. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with the second half of action from the DeWitt Gymnasium in just a moment. Before we do that, I think I overlooked some statistics at halftime of the men's game. Dort College led in rebounding by Kyle Lindberg, 7. 6 for Trevor Waltersdorf. And Jordan Vogel has 3. To go along with 2 assists and 2 blocked shots. For the Doan Tigers, they're led in rebounding by Ty Headley with 2. 3 assists for Josh Reiser. He also has 3 steals. Austin Benson has 2 steals. We'll take one more break and we'll be back with the start of the second half. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Well, there seems to be some question as to whose ball this first possession should belong to. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. 722-2313. Doan basketball as we start the second half. Reiser will drive, kicks it off, shot is up, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Doan. Doan with the basketball. They get it into the corner to Reed. Reed dumps it off, shot is blocked, but a foul on the play. They're going to call it on Lindbergh. So Lindbergh picks up his first. Brian Meyer will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Meyer will shoot a pair. Great crowd on hand for the GPAC opener. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way. Bleacher seating just about full the way it looks, and the overflow up in the balcony also right up on full. Second free throw is up, and this one's good as well. So Meyer makes them both, and the Dort College lead is 47-39. Kyle Lindbergh will bring the basketball up against Nick Reed. He feeds it over to Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner on the wing. Warner gets a screen, passes over to Austin. Austin, three, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Reiser. Here comes Doan on the fly. Trailing by eight are the Tigers. Reed stops, pops, puts up the 18-footer, has it blocked. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gets it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the ball. Lindbergh with it on the right wing. Gets it underneath Vogel. Vogel muscles it up. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Jordan Vogel with 13 points now. And the Dort College defenders. The foul goes on Brian Meyer. That's his third. Meyer will check out. And Vogel will try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 49-39, Dort College by 10. Free throw by Vogels is up and good. So Vogel's got 14. And the defenders lead 50-39. 50-39, our score. Reed trying to drive in. 10-footer is up and good. Nick Reed, pretty smooth move. He's got his first bucket of the day. And the defenders lead 50-41. Into the front court is Lindbergh. Lindbergh feeds it left side Walt. Walt working against Scholl. Comes out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, right side, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff has it out front. He comes back over to Vogel. Vogel with the ball. Vogel gives into the corner. Warner. Warner underneath. It goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh gathers himself up off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi put back good. Austin with seven. Dort College leads by 11. 52-41. Reiser with it on the left side. Working against Warner. Warner bothers it. And a travel called on Reiser. Dort College was going to get it one way or the other. They call the travel on Reiser. 52-41, Dort College in front. Well, the student body for Dort College up on their feet from start to this point. Making sure their presence is known. Pass goes high post, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Cliff down to the baseline, double team. Feeds it off to Trev. Trev is fouled. Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul called on Jens Scholl, and that's number three on him. So Dort College trying to hammer it down low, and Trevor Waltersdorf to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Trevor Waltersdorf with a pair of free throws on the way, trying to extend the lead for Dort College. First one is off the mark, no good. If Trevor has had a weakness so far through six-plus games this year, that has been it. Shooting about 65% from the free throw line, and somebody who gets to the free throw line a bunch, you want him shooting up above 70. Second free throw is up and good, so he whispers that one through. He's got seven, and the defender lead is 53-41. Joshua Reiser brings the basketball up. Reiser passes it off to Shoecraft. Shoecraft looking for Reed. Reed's going to work against Waltersdorf. He comes right side to Benson. Benson, they go over to Reed. Reed, baseline jumper, can't get it to go. Rebound cleared out by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the rebound, behind the back dribble. Working against Reed, comes over to Warner. Warner right side, Kachi on the wing. Kachi back over to Walt. Walt, left wing, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh underneath Vogel. Vogel working his way down low. Gets a step, puts it up. No good. Rebound tap. Walterstorff had it. Picks it back up. Rifles it outside. Cliff. Cliff, stutter step. Nothing there on the left elbow. Back to Walt. Walt in the lane. Ten-footer got hit on the arm. No call. Rebound taken away by Koch. No good. Rebound Vogel. Tap in. Good. 55-41. Dort College leading by 14. And we've got a timeout on the floor, charged to Doan and Coach Ian Brown. Dort College leads by 14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
Students learn best with personal, individual attention. You won't find that at a big university, but you will find it at Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. Students build close relationships with their professors and get the help and guidance they need. Dort College will give you an excellent Christian education, a sense of belonging, and a wide variety of activities. Don't get lost in the crowd. Get involved. For more information, check us out on Facebook and Twitter or visit our website at www.dort.edu.
The worst pain I've ever felt came from shingles. As a healthy, active woman in my early 60s, it kept me from sleeping at night. It made it hard for me to work and enjoy my active lifestyle. I didn't know a simple vaccination could have helped me avoid getting shingles.
This is Dr. Susan Rehm of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases reminding you that vaccines can help prevent shingles and other serious adult diseases. Speak with your doctor about vaccination and visit www.adultvaccination.org.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 55-41. Doan with a basketball after the timeout. Doan has three timeouts remaining. 16:58 left to go in the game. Out front is Reiser. Reiser looking down low for Reed. Instead comes back out front to Benson. Benson had the hot hand when Doan made their run back at the defenders in the first half. Shoecraft back over to Benson. Benson a long three. Got it. Austin Benson with 15 points and the defenders lead 55-44. Benson the kind of player who can score points in a hurry. They get it down low. Lindbergh. Lindbergh drew the contact. No call made. Here comes Doan, and we've got a foul called from behind. That's going to go on Lindbergh. That's number two on him. Doan with the basketball. They come back over to Reed. Dort College by 11. Doan trying to cut into the lead. Reiser with it. Reiser comes back over to Benson, guarded there by Kachi. They get it back down low. Shot blocked by Vogel. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner with a basketball. Here comes Dort College on the fly. Cliff feeds Kachi. Three ball, can't get it to go. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Doan. Here comes Doan back the other way. Shoecraft on the wing. Shoecraft feeds Reiser. Reiser into the lane, nothing there. Now he backs out. He'll put up a three. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Cliff. Warner ahead of the pack to Walterstorff. Walterstorff driving in, and he's hacked on the arm by Reiser. Reiser commits the foul to prevent the breakaway dunk. So Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way by Walt is up. No good. 3-for-5 from the free throw line is Walterstorff this evening. Reiser will check out. Scholl will check in. 15:41 remaining in the game. Another free throw on the way by Walt. This one rattles in. So Trevor makes one of two. He's got eight today. And the defenders lead 56-44. Doan with the basketball on the left side. Doan looking. They get it down low for Scholl. Jen Scholl looking outside for Reed. Puts it up. Fade away. Can't get it to go. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Doan. Scholl back over to Reed. Reed three. In and out. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Vogel. Vogel gets it away to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff driving in, and we've got a foul called on Austin Benson. Benson picks up his second personal. So Austin Benson will check out. That's his second personal. I like the way Benson plays. He is hard-nosed. He'll get after it on defense, and he does not shy away from the big shot. They get it inbounded to Vogel. Vogel gets it back over to Warner. Warner crossover. Three, no good. Rebound controlled by Reed. Here comes Doan off and running, stolen by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner, one player to beat, puts it up off the glass. No good. It's getting wild. Here comes Doan back the other way. Doan on the run. This is Reed. Reed will put it up and flips it up off the glass. No good, but a foul on the play called on Jordan Vogel, his second. Going to shoot a lot of free throws before this one is done. Both teams attacking the basket. Nick Reed will go to the free throw line. He's an 88% free throw shooter. So Reed, who spent all but 2 minutes of the first half on the bench with foul trouble, puts his first free throw up and down. He's got 3 points. He's got another one on the way, trying to make it a 10-point game. Jordan Vogel will check out of the ball game. Checking in, Chris Sievers. Second free throw is on the way. And this one's up and good as well for Reed. Reed with four. And the defenders lead 56-46. With a basketball, Warner. Warner goes left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh right side to Warner, and we've got a foul away from the ball. Who's it going to go on? Dwayne Fiala comes over, signals to the bench that that's on Scholl, and that's number four on him, and Josh Reiser's coming in. So Reiser is back in with his team trailing 56-46, and Scholl is on the bench with four personals. Warner looking to inbound, gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Warner. Warner left wing. Cliff for the basketball. Back over to Walt. Walt, 15-footer, rattles it down. Trevor Walterstorff gets the basket to go. Dort College calls a timeout. They'll set up the defense. 14:36 remaining. Back with more after this. Doan College inbounding the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. And the Doan Tigers, Josh Reiser brings it up. Reiser feeds it right side over to Reed. Reed, hesitation move, short arm the shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. He's going to bring it up court himself. Feeds it to Warner. Warner with the basketball on the elbow. Warner lobs it down low for Sievers, and we've got a foul underneath called on the Doan College Tigers. Number 40, Brian Meyer. Meyer's just picked up his fourth. Team foul number six on the Tigers. Dort College will be in the bonus from here on out. So Doan's Andy Morris checks back into the ballgame. Players have been in foul trouble from the start this afternoon. Get it to Kaiser, posting up. Sean off of the glass, good. Sean Kaiser able to post his man up. He's got eight, and the defenders lead 60-46. Reiser goes over to Reed. Reed with the basketball. Reed comes right side and get it back over to Reiser in the deep right corner. Working on Warner. Goes to his knees. Gets back up with the dribble. Picks up his dribble now. Passes it back out front to Andy Morris. Morris back over to Reiser. Reiser with the basketball. Reiser will drive the lane. Puts up the fadeaway. Gets no good, but he's fouled on the play. Josh Reiser will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is charged to Dort College's Cliff Warner. Warner now with three. 13:38 left to play in this contest. Dort College by 14. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way. Elliot Menzel in the game for Doan as well. On the floor for Dort College, Trevor Walterstorff, Sean Kaiser, Cliff Warner, Kyle Lindbergh, and Chris Sievers. Second free throw by Reiser is good. So Reiser makes them both. He's got five. And the defenders lead 60-48. Left side pass, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff comes back over to Cliff. Cliff hesitates. Drives in. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Cliff Warner with a rare driving layup. Dort College leads 62-48. Normally he does not venture into the lane too deep. That time he got the step and was able to float it up on the long lay-in. Reiser passes right side, Reed. Reed with the basketball. Nick Reed puts it on the floor against Lindbergh. Picks up his dribble. Passes it down low to Shoecraft. Shoecraft shot no good. Rebound Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Ahead to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Hesitates. Kick out. Cliff sets. Fires. Three. No good. The lid might have come off DeWitt if he had bottomed that one out. Tyler Walterstorff is in. Trevor Walterstorff is out. Jordan Vogel is in. Kyle Lindbergh is out. So your lineup right now is Ty Walterstorff, Sean Kaiser, Cliff Warner, Jordan Vogel, Chris Sievers. For Doan, they're countering with Reiser, Reed, Headley. He's got three-point range. Morris and Benson. Reiser with the driving layup. It's good. Josh Reiser with seven. And the defenders lead 62-50. Right side pass, Kaiser. 12:30 left to play in the game. Left side pass, Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Sievers. Sievers at the point. Now Warner on the wing. Warner to Vogel. Vogel deep in the corner. Back over to Warner. Warner to Sievers. Sievers right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Back to Sievers. Sievers in the lane. His shot good. Chris Sievers with 11. And the Dort College lead is 64-50. Reiser with the basketball. Left side, Headley. Headley gives it back over to Reed. Reed missed the three. Took a quick three. Here comes Dort College. Tyler Walterstorff into the front court. He comes back over to Cliff. Warner with the basketball on the wing. Down low, they feed it to Vogel. It's taken away by Reiser. Reiser driving back in, lays it up, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser, long pass ahead to Warner. Warner drops it off. Sievers, slam dunk. Chris Sievers with 13, and the defenders lead 66-50. Timeout on the floor, charge to Doan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Defenders by 16 with 11:34 remaining. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Report from the Blades Hockey, the clash in the corn today. The Blades get out of the weekend with a win today. That was a much-needed win as they knock off Wyoming 4-2. Dort College leading by 16. See if you can string together a stop or two here and blow it open. Reiser with the basketball. Sorry, I don't feel real comfortable with a Doan team that can shoot it from long range and make up points in a hurry. Right side pass with the basketball is Ty Headley. Back over to Benson. Benson a three, missed it. Strong rebound, though, on the weak side, taken away by the Tigers. Jen Scholl back into the ballgame as well. He's playing with four personals. Tyler Walterstorff gets the rebound. He's fouled immediately by Ty Headley. And Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Tyler Walterstorff, a freshman. He's the only freshman in this Dort College regular rotation. A rotation which is pretty tight right now. You've got nine guys playing minutes. Free throw on the way for Walt. It's up and good. Tyler Walterstorff with 3 points. And the defender lead is 67-50. You get a couple of stops and stretch this thing out, and you can stiff arm him the rest of the way. Tyler Walterstorff makes both free throws. He's now 9 for 18. With it is Benson. Benson comes back over to Scholl. 68-50. Dort College leading by 18. Doan with the basketball. On the left side, they get it right back over to Scholl. Jen Scholl directing traffic. They pass it down low. This is Headley. Headley fouled on the play as Vogel got out of position that time. Jordan picks up his third. 68-50, Dort College by 18. Opportunity for Doan to make up some ground with a clock stopped. Headley will shoot a pair. He's got 5 points. We've got three new players checking in for Dort at the break. Kaiser, Sievers, and Warner will check out for a breather. Headley made the first free throw. He's got another one coming. 68-51, our score. Another free throw coming. This one's up and good. 68-52. Headley makes them both. 10:40 remaining. Ball game. T.J. Malone passes left side over to Walters. Dorfdorf College by 16. Comes back over to Malone. T.J. with it. Malone back over to Kachi. Kachi, two players around him, gets it away. Lindbergh, open jumper, rims it, no good. Rebound tapped, and we had Ty Waltersdorf go up high after it, and they're going to give Dort College the basketball. Evidently on the strip play, Doan touched it last. No one else is puzzled by it, so I shouldn't be, I guess. Lindbergh out front, Ty Waltersdorf, three, got it. Three-point basket for Tyler Waltersdorf. He's got seven. And the defenders lead 71-52. Reiser passes left side. Jens Scholl. Scholl, kick out pass. Three on the way for the Tigers. No good by Andy Morris. Here comes Dort College in transition. 10 minutes remaining. Get it back over to Ty Waltersdorf. He comes right side over to Austin Kachi. Kachi back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh faces up. Ball fake. Nothing there. Guarded there by Headley. Comes back over to Vogel, reverse it left side over to Malone on the wing. T.J. Malone comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Vogel. And they're going to call a foul on the Dort College defenders and Jordan Vogel. Our score. And the Doan Tigers will have the basketball. Jens Scholl in between the circles. Scholl passes left side over to Headley. Headley, by the way, that was foul number four. They called an offensive foul on Vogel. That was his fourth. And now they call foul underneath on Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf picks up his third. 71-52, Dort College by 19, but we saw how quickly a lead can evaporate last week in Chicago. Dort College does not want a replay of those final 10 minutes. First free throw is up and down for Ty Headley. Trevor's back in. Tyler is out. Dort College leading 71-53. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. 71-54, Ty Headley makes them both. So Dort College by 17. T.J. Malone passes right side, Austin Kachi. Kachi tries to pass it in to Tyler Waltersdorf. And we're going to have free throws. Foul's going to go on Ty Headley, his third. Trevor Waltersdorf shooting a pair. So Trevor to shoot two. Well, it should be a one and one here. Just a one and one for Trevor. First one is up and good. Now he gets the pair. He's got 11. Dort College leading 72-54. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and left it short. No good. 18-point difference. 72-54. 9:12 remaining. Ball game. Doan on the drive, shot no good, rebound taken away by Severs, outlets over to Malone, here comes Dort College. T.J. with the basketball on the left side. Picks up his dribble, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath, Kachi, Kachi lay in, good. Austin with nine. Dort College leads 74-54, first 20-point lead of the night for the defenders. Josh Reiser with the basketball. Reiser to Scholl, Scholl steps in, dumps it off for Molt. Now back over to Scholl, 17-footer, no good. And we've got an over-the-back foul called on Brian Meyer and a silly foul, and he knew it immediately, and he fouls out of the ballgame. One-and-one opportunity coming here for the defenders. Checking in will be Nick Reed. So Brian Meyer will foul out. So free throws on the way for Severs, one in the bonus. First free throw is off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Doan and Benson. Here comes Benson back the other way. Watch out, he can get hot. Saw that in the first half when he went off for three threes and a two. And a four-point play. Reiser spins into the lane. His shot is good. I beg your pardon, Reed. Reed with the two-point basket. Dort College's lead is 74-56. Pass comes left side, Malone. Malone back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath Kachi. Kachi draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Will Austin. So free throws on the way for the defenders. Some running totals at this point for Dort College. They're led by Jordan Bogle, 16 points unofficially. Austin Kachi, two free throws. Double bonus time from here on out. First free throw by Austin, no good. Another free throw on the way for Kachi. This one's up and good. Dort College has a team this afternoon. 73% from the free throw line. 75-56, Dort College leading. Shot on the way by Benson. Short-armed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt ahead to Malone. T.J. Malone with a basketball. T.J. picks up his dribble. Passes it back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi underneath Severs. Had Malone open on the backside of the offense. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan ahead to Reiser. Reiser driving in. Puts it up. Shot good. Reiser with nine. Dort College leads 75-58. 17-point ball game, 7:25 and counting. In regulation. They get it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it. Reverses over to Kachi. Austin with it. Back over to Malone. Malone to Walt. Walterstorff down to the baseline. Lost it. Double team. Gets rid of it over to Malone. And Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. They'll have three left. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College leads 75-58, 7:09 remaining. In regulation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investors, 712-395-0764, and Dr. James A. Jesperson Dental Clinic in Rock Valley. Well, you want to use some clock here. You want to get a good shot. Warner dumps it underneath for Walt. Walt has it tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Get some good shots here. Get to the foul line. Warner inbounds to Walterstorff. Walterstorff lay in good. Walterstorff with 13. Dort College leads 77-58. As long as you make twos on your end, it'll be tough to make up the difference on the threes. Doan with the basketball. Reiser on the left wing. Reiser down to the baseline. Shot is blocked by Warner. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. Curious to see how many blocked shots Cliff Warner has been credited with today. We'll get that later on in the contest. Shot on the way by Jens Scholl, and Scholl hit the three. He's the one of the guys you can't leave open, and the Doan Tigers have cut the lead down to 16 at 77-61. Cliff Warner in the backcourt. Timeout situation, Doan with two, Dort with three remaining. Foul situation, Dort in the double bonus. Doan in the 1-1. Vogel drives baseline. Slam dunk! Oh, baby! Jordan Vogel goes baseline, hammers it home. And he'll go to the free throw line to try for the three-point play. Oh, baby, did he bring it down. Jordan Vogel takes a hard dribble to the right baseline, brings it down with two guys hanging on him, and now calmly completes the three-point play. 19 for Vogel, and the defenders lead 80-61. Doan with the basketball as we resume action. 6:06 left. Wow. Jordan Vogel each year has gotten progressively better. Elliot Menzel working on Warner. Drops it off. Shot is up and good. Two-point basket for Ty Headley. He's got 11, and the Dort College lead is 80-63. Lindberg goes left side over to Walt. Walt out front, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball back over to Warner. Warner dumps it down low. Vogel comes up with it. Lindberg tries to thread the needle, and it's taken away by Doan and Headley. Game's not over yet, guys. 5:35 left to play. Scholl will drive in. Dumps it off, and we've got a reach-in foul called. This is where Doan can make up some ground at the free throw line with the clock stopped. If you're Doan, you love these opportunities. Still 5:32 left to go in this game. Dort leads by 17, but Doan can trim some of the points off of that lead with Nick Reed at the free throw line shooting a pair. First one on the way for Nick Reed is up. In and out, no good. That does not happen much. He is 24 for 27 entering this trip. He's now 24 for 28. Take care of the ball on the other end and get good shots. That's what you need and want. Second free throw by Reed. Left it short, no good. I don't know when that has probably ever happened before. Dort College up 17. Right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser, Vogel, lay in, good. Jordan Vogel with 21, and the defenders lead 82-63. Joshua Reiser driving in against Kaiser. Kaiser holds his ground. Rebound, the steal by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff drives in. Reverse layup attempt by Waltersdorf. Lost it on the way up. Here's Reiser. Three-pointer. No good. Hit the shot clock. Nobody calls it. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Should have been a dead ball. Should have been Dort College, but a lot of things should have been. So Dort College plays on with a basketball. Clifford, three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan coming back the other way. Scholl travels with it. Well, they didn't get the first time or the second time he traveled with it, but the third time they managed to get the call. Dort College up by 19. Five new faces in. You've got Kachi, Malone, Tyler Waltersdorf, Chris Severs, and Trevor stays on the floor. So you only have four, I believe, four new players. With the basketball is Malone. Malone to Kachi. Kachi right side, Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler gives it up, TJ Malone. Malone left side, Trevor. Trevor with the basketball on the wing, looking for the backdoor cut. And threw it away, trying to find Tyler Waltersdorf underneath the basket. 4:18 remaining, ball game. Might take a little while for this one to finish out. 82-63, our score. With it is Shoecraft. Shoecraft comes back over to Benson. Benson with the basketball. Benson to Scholl. Scholl puts it up, blocked by Severs. Rebound, Chris Severs. Severs outlets over to Malone. Malone with the basketball. Under 4 minutes left to go in this one. 19-point advantage for the defenders. Dort College will work clock. 24 seconds on the shot clock. TJ driving in, reverse layup. No good, not the shot you wanted. A little too quick in the shot clock. Benson ahead to Reiser. Reiser lay in, good. Reiser with 11. Dort College leads 82-65. Timeout charged to the Doan Tigers. Full-length timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Well, what a way for the Dort College defenders to open the GPAC season on a Saturday afternoon at the DeWitt. And for the men's team playing in front of a full house. A lot of people eager to see this 6-0 team and what they have to offer this year. And they did not disappoint. Up to this point, at least, 3:38 remaining. You're up 17, 82-65. Take care of the basketball, and you should be in very good shape. Dort College will have the basketball out of bounds, length of the floor in front of them. Tyler Waltersdorf will be the trigger man inbounding. He can run the baseline if he so desires. And Tyler gets it in to Trevor. Trevor with the basketball, working against Shoecraft. 3:30 and counting, ball game. Dort College leading 82-65. Pass goes right side, Austin Kachi. Kachi back out front to Tyler Waltersdorf. Now Warner. Warner to Trevor. Back over to Cliff. Cliff for the basketball. 13 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back right side, Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Gives it up, Tyler Waltersdorf. 6 to shoot for the defenders. Trevor, the runner from 15 off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Trevor, and they can run more clock. Warner will drive. Dumps it off for Trevor. Trevor in the lane. Lays it up. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Trevor with an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. 15 for Trev. As he continues to work his way up through the all-time scoring ranks at Dort College, he passed 1,000 points last weekend at William Penn. He went off for 42 in the overtime victory over Trinity last Saturday. And he has a hard-earned 15 this afternoon, fighting through foul trouble most of the way, and make it 16 as he knocks that one down. 85-65, Dort College by 20. 2:50 left to play. Reiser with the finger roll, no good. Rebound taken away by Cliff. Well, beg your pardon, that was Vogel with the rebound. He outlets over to Cliff. With it is Warner. Warner comes over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Austin out front, Severs. Severs at the free throw line. Comes underneath Vogel. Vogel puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. Jordan Vogel had an opportunity at the drop step. He's got 21 points. Foul goes on Doan's, Ty Headley, his fourth. And Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 2:30 remaining, ball game. 85-65, Dort College. By 21 as Vogel makes the free throw. Vogel is 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Matt Vandekamp checks into the ballgame. Trevor Waltersdorf checks out. TJ Malone checks in. Cliff Warner checks out. Second free throw by Warner, by Vogel, no good. He's got 22 this afternoon. And the defenders lead 86-65. Reiser shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi feeds Vogel. Vogel ahead. Severs dunk. Chris Severs with the slam dunk. He's got 15. And the defenders lead 88-65. Doan with the basketball. We've got new players coming in for Dort College at the break. Looks like Nanaya Sapanamoa, James Rylersdam, and Nick Wilson checking in. Spin move in the lane for Nick Reed. Reed with the two-point basket. He's got 8. And the defender lead is 88-67. We've got new players checking in for both teams. And a timeout on the floor charged to Doan. 88-67, Dort College by 21. 1:50 remaining. Back with more after this. Malone bringing it up for the defenders. He passes left side, Rylersdam. Rylersdam, Vandekamp. Vandekamp, Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa gets it back over to TJ Malone. Malone to Rylersdam. Rylersdam with the basketball. Rylersdam to Sapanamoa, looking down low for Wilson. Sapanamoa, crossover dribble down to the baseline, left it short on the pull-up jumper. And here comes Doan back the other way. Into the front court quickly with it, the Doan Tigers. Doan with the basketball, they come right side. And we've got a travel called on Doan College. So Doan trailing 88-67. And the Dort College defenders will have the basketball back. This is Vandekamp. Vandekamp gets it across half court to Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa to Ben Sietsma. Sietsma left side, Rylersdam. Rylersdam on the wing. Back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp at the top of the key. Comes back right side, Sietsma. Sietsma left side, it goes underneath. Rylersdam has to go out to the corner to track it down. 15 on the shot clock. Sapanamoa back over to Sietsma. Sietsma three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Rylersdam. 7 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Sapanamoa, and we've got a so they'll reset the shot clock as they say the ball hit the rim on that three-point attempt by Sietsma. Comes back over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp with the basketball. Vandekamp, Sapanamoa. Sapanamoa drives baseline, and he steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doan working it around, and 20 seconds left to go between Dort College and their first win of the GPAC season. They bounce it down low. Doan with a basketball. Shot is up, blocked by Nanaya Sapanamoa, but a foul called on the play. And the Doan College Tigers will send Jared Schwab to the free throw line. First free throw, no good. Another free throw on the way. This one's up, and that one's good. So Dort College will earn their first win of the GPAC season. They'll go to 7-0 for the year. They pass it out front to Vandekamp, and that's the ball game. 88-68, Dort College with the final. Doan College falls to 4-3, 0-1 of the conference. Dort College is now 7-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders win by a final score of 88-68. Dort College blows it open midway through the second half and goes on to win by 20. The Dort College Defenders led in scoring this evening by Jordan Vogel unofficially with 22 points. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College led at the half 47-37. Pretty good defensive job in the second half, limiting Doan to 31 points. That was when Doan had all their weapons in. Nick Reed came off of the bench, or I should say started the second half. He got his minutes in the second half, but he was limited to 8 points in the second half of play. He was hampered by foul trouble in the first half. Never did pick up his third personal foul. Taking a look at the numbers then for this ball game. Dort, 30 of 58 from the floor, 51.7%, 5 for 13 on threes, 38.5%, 23 of 31 from the free throw line for 74.2%. For the Doan Tigers, 20 of 61 from the floor, 32.8%, 9 for 25 on threes, 36%, 19 of 24 from the free throw line, 79.2%. Dort College out-rebounded Doan, 48-27. Turnovers, Dort committed 17, Doan committed 12. Dort College tightened things up in the second half after, I believe they had 13 first-half turnovers, and that was just simply too many. They end up with 17 for the ballgame. You can live with that range. Individually, Jordan Vogel, 8 for 12 from the floor, 6 of 7 on free throws, 22 points, and 6 rebounds. Trevor Walterstorff, 16 points today, 5 of 10 from the floor, 6 for 9 on free throws. Austin Kachi with 10 points, 3 for 9 from the floor, 3 for 4 on free throws. Cliff Warner with 9 points, 2 for 6 from the floor, 1 for 4 on threes, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 8 points for Sean Kaiser, 15 for Chris Seavers, 7 of 9 from the deck, and 7 for Tyler Walterstorff for Dort College's total of 88. For Doan, Austin Benson had 15, 11 for Joshua Reiser, 11 for Ty Headley, 8 each for Nick Reed and Jens Scholl. 6 for Andy Morris, 5 for Brian Meyer, 3 for Josh Shoecraft, and 1 for Jared Schwab for their total of 68 points. Kyle Lindberg had 13 rebounds to pace the Dort College 48-rebound effort. 9 for Trevor Walterstorff, 6 for Jordan Vogel, 5 for Chris Seavers, 5 for Austin Kachi, and 4 for Cliff Warner. For Doan, 5 rebounds for Jens Scholl, Four for Nick Reed, three for Joshua Reiser and Ty Headley, and three for Jason Thalkin, and two for Andy Morris for their total of 27. Cliff Warner with four assists, three assists for Kyle Lindberg and Jordan Vogel, two assists each for T.J. Malone and Sean Kaiser, two steals for Cliff Warner. Josh Reiser ended up with three steals for the Tigers to go along with four assists. And Austin Benson had two steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with Coach Ross Dalma right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Ross Dalma joins us for his post-game comments after the Defenders knock off the Doan Tigers by an 88-68 margin. Coach, pretty good performance for your ball club other than a stretch where Doan went on, a 13-0 run or a 12-0 run at one point midway through the first half. But other than that, pretty solid for your team, both offensively and defensively, it seemed.
Yeah, Mike, I thought our guys did a nice job tonight, especially being unselfish with the basketball. I thought we were really doing a nice job of making the extra pass, particularly on the interior. I thought our two big guys, Jordan and Chris, were really working well together. They really complemented each other, and that's great to see. You know, we get 22 and 15 from those two guys. That's a good way to start. We had a battle through some foul trouble. Trevor picked up some early. Cliff picked up some early. But I thought we did a good job, though, of getting some play off the bench. Sean Kaiser, I thought, was really solid off the bench for us today. And T.J. Malone gave us some good minutes, especially defensively off the bench. And I thought Tyler Walterstorff was very solid off the bench. Obviously, Chris Severs was too, but as much as he plays, we look at him as kind of a fifth starter anyways. So good contributions up and down that way.
A day when you score 88 points and you only get 5 3-point baskets made, you did some really good things offensively. You talked about your interior passing, but you didn't take a lot of bad shots today, it didn't seem.
No, and that's where, getting back to the unselfish play, I just thought we were very willing to make the extra pass, and the shots that we took are the ones that we wanted. We thought it was important to attack the lane, use the advantage that we thought we had there with Jordan and Chris, and then Trevor plays a lot in there as well, and he was able to get some things, too.
In that first half, what's going through your mind 2 minutes into the ballgame and Trevor Walterstorff is over sitting by you with two personal fouls?
You know, you hate to see that. A year ago, we would have been in trouble. But we've been able to do some things this year with some unique things. We played without Austin Kaji for a number of games, and we have been getting some guys to step up. And the first half was no exception. And then when Trevor came back, he was pretty rested and pretty effective.
Talk a little more about Jordan Vogel and that aggressiveness. It seemed like we saw him be just a little bit more aggressive even on offense than we had seen last year. Now, I've only had the opportunity to see you once live in game because of the schedule, but is that something you've been seeing more of this season?
Whenever Jordan's aggressive, he's really good. You know, he's just a very talented kid who's a late developer. You could see that, early on his freshman and sophomore years, and now he's just barely beginning to assert himself, and he's really good. I mean, he's just very talented, and when he demands the ball in the on the block, he's pretty tough. And Chris Severs is just kind of a battle axe down there, and those two guys really, really are giving us some good play.
Mount Marty coming up on Tuesday. I guess before we look forward to that, anything else you want to add about today's ball game?
No, I think our guys did a good job of doing what we had to do. We're far from being a complete team. We had a lot of turnovers tonight, and if we can shore that up, there's even more room for improvement. So I guess that's exciting, and that, that's something that will come back on Monday. Not being content, but looking for ways to continually get better.
It appears a lot of people are interested in this team this year too, Coach. For a home opener, we had people up in the balcony today, and for a Saturday afternoon game in November, That's good to see some fan support.
There's no doubt about it. This is a great place, a great venue for basketball, and really appreciate the fans coming out. I thought our student section was very good. There's a little bit more life to that again this year, as in, maybe as opposed to other years. But that's great. And for those who can't make it to Sioux Center for the game, obviously they enjoy listening to you, Mike, on the radio or the web.
Coach, you have four young, eager reporters waiting for you, so I will turn you over to them. And we will catch up with you in Yankton next Tuesday night.
Yankton Tuesday night, Mike.
Thanks, Coach. That's Coach Ross Dalma, and I believe we've given you all the numbers. Earlier today, it was the Dort College women getting a win over the Doane College Tigers. And the final score there also an 8-point, I've got to double-check that, a 12-point win at 74-62. Dort College cross country earlier today. The men's team placed 24th at the NAI National Championship meet. And the women had a pair of runners as well. Michelle Steiger, 71st. And Renee Bukema finished, I believe, 177th in that field. A field that consisted of well over 300 runners, 323 to be exact. 88-68, the final score in men's basketball. Blades hockey victorious earlier today as well over Wyoming by a final score of 4-2. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back on the air again Tuesday evening from Yankton, South Dakota, as the Defenders take on the Lancers in GPAC play. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.